What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Show with Towson Tigers head coach Pat Scurry here. We're building the Boss Man Show. I'm the CAA coach. How's it up there in Maryland today, man?
It's about as hot as it is in Georgia. And at that time of year, we got that humidity going on. But it's good. We're in summer school. We're practicing and working out and trying to get better.
Coach, it's going to be 101 tomorrow in here in Atlanta.
We're not that hot. Yeah, we're not.
Think about it. Atlanta, 101. Plus humidity. Not good.
No, stay indoors, man.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, can you believe you're heading into your 13th season already here at Towson? Can you believe it's been that long already, man?
When I step back, no. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun, and it has moved incredibly fast. I'm happy that my kids and family, we've been able to stay here because it's an awesome place to work at and a great area to live in. But it has moved fast.
100%, Coach. I've been doing radio for it's going to hit in my 15-year radio. I can't believe it myself. I've been with 15 years. You've been 13 years, and you know now having a kid is like he likes to try to see what dad does with the radio. I'm like, son, you'll get there. He's four, but he loves everything dad does. But yeah, being in one place, doing the same thing, that long, coach, is amazing in a world that we live in where jobs change all the time in sports. You know, 2 or 3 years, you get somewhere to be somewhere in one place that long. Man, we're blessed, coach. We really are.
Yeah, I'm not one of these guys that necessarily believes the grass is necessarily greener somewhere else. So, you know, we love Towson, and hope I can be here a long time.
And, Coach, you had 21 wins this past season, Coach. And talk about that, seeing your team develop the way they did, starting this time, your fans are around saying, development, the team starts in spring and summer workouts. And from that point on, you had 21 wins last year in a tough CAA. Talk about how happy you were to see what your guys did last year. I know you want to go to the Big Dance, but still, get that many wins in that conference is very tough.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously, ultimately, you know, if you don't at the mid-major level, if you don't cut down the nets, then you haven't, you know, finished the job, and that's what you sign up for. So, you know, I own that. In some ways, it was a frustrating year at times because we lost a lot of close games, just didn't, you know, coach them well enough, and we had a lot of injuries, especially to a couple of key players. So when I stepped back from that, there were other things that I was really proud of, because in spite of, you know, losing our all league quarterback after three games for the whole year, and our our first post guy off the bench for the last 25 games. I thought our guys adjusted. They sacrificed and did a lot of winning and were tough out. I think what you learn sometimes is it doesn't always come out perfectly, and you try to navigate those rocky roads. So it was a little bit of a, it's gotten to the point here, and this is a good thing for us as a staff that, 21 wins now is like, it's kind of expected, and it's not easy to do. And I appreciate you recognizing that, but we got to try to figure out how to do it again and do it a little better next year.
No doubt, Coach. And I feel like when you have guys in the system consistently and you're older, because I remember when I was a player, we got to a point when you're a senior year where you know what they do. You're not scared. No, but y'all need a coach really to tell me what to do. I can make reads on my own. So talk about why you all watch film, help guys develop mentally, while seeing the game, how it develops, and understanding if defense doing this, you're going to do this. If I haven't been to be told to move, if they try to hard heads or ice it or whatever, how to make it work the right way.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I think we had 9 or 10 guys back last year, and we're going to have 7 or 8 back this year, 7 or 8. And then, we've had a couple older guys each year. And I do think it's important to have some continuity in your program. Not that we don't like the transfer portal, we certainly do. But we also like trying to recruit good high school players from good grassroots AAU programs and strong high school programs, because those guys kind of become the pillars. And I think what's helped us the last couple of years, we've had a lot of guys back. So they understand our ball screen coverage. They understand the routine of our lifts, our practice. They understand when we eat, when we come in to get shots, what the locker room's supposed to look like, how we're supposed to dress for workouts. And having that kind of that veteran experience around, I think, helps us form good habits.
And, Coach, I feel like the transfer portal also helps you get some high school guys who you usually wouldn't get, because – the bigger schools are going for those guys, certain guys in the portal, so they overlook the high school guys. So I feel like in some ways, it helps you to get guys usually wouldn't ever get out of high school because of what the attention's focused on. But also, it's a backside to that, where if they get too good, they won't end up with you the whole 4 years, because from player development that you all do there at Towson.
Yeah, we certainly felt like we had a couple of very good freshmen last year. They played for both in the WCAC, Great Catholic League down in D.C., and they played for Team Takeover on the Nike circuit. And then we feel like we've got 3 outstanding freshmen this year. And they're going to be important pieces of what we do. We've been fortunate in that, guys have played well and they've stayed, because I think they know they're going to be well taken care of and we're going to invest in them here. But if a guy, thinks the grass is greener somewhere else, then I certainly would want to support that. I might not always agree with it, but I would certainly support that. Heck, I was, I think, the first guy boss a couple of years ago. I took a guy back during COVID that initially had transferred out on us. I think I was the first guy in college basketball to do that. And you know what? He said he shouldn't have left and he wanted to come back, and we had a spot, and he was a very good player, and I liked the student athlete, so we took him back. I wish he never left, but I was happy to bring him back as well.
100%. You're in a great area to recruit, Coach. Like, DMV area is very rich with talent. I saw so many schools up there too, as well. So many good programs. Some here in Georgia, to where they're coached the right way. They're taught the game the right way. So when they come to his freshman, they're ready to play. They have IQ. They can actually be on the court and not be lost near the headlights, because they've been playing at a high level where they taught the game how to play the right way.
Well, we have, I think, 7 or 8 guys from the DMV right now. And the last couple of years, the most we've ever had. The problem is it is really good. So every school in the country comes up here. But I will tell you, it's certainly a privilege to coach up here. And like, especially the last 2 weekends watching these high school events, it's incredible how good the coaches are in Baltimore, DC, private, public, Catholic, Philly. It's incredible how good the coaching is, how talented the players are, especially some of the young kids. So we are fortunate to be around the area where they love basketball. I mean, I'm down at DeMatha on Sunday last week, and the place is packed. You know, end of June, watching high level high school basketball. They just love it.
100%. Now, I would think it'd be easy to do non conference games because of the area you're in. That you got to play each other non conference if it made sense for you. Because I know there's so many schools up there as well.
We try some. We don't have as many series as we've liked, and we certainly, with open arms, would love to have a couple of the flagship programs like Maryland or Georgetown come up here if they would be willing to do that. We would love to host them.
100%. And I see you all going to the Canada trip here in August. So how about better get those practices in to help develop this team even more before you go up there in Canada and play and bond some more as a team?
Yeah, it's great, right? You know, appreciate my athletic director, Steve Eigenbrot, and his staff for helping make that happen. We get an extra 10 practices this summer, and then we'll go up to both Toronto and Montreal and play a handful of games against university teams and the Haitian national team. They're training in Montreal then. So it's good for us. It gives us a test run on seeing some of our different combinations, some of our new guys, and then a couple of things that we think we're kind of tweaking this year, if it's going to work as well. But we've already had it'll be our second practice, and before we break a little bit for the July 4th in the recruiting period. But it's going well. I really like the group. They're connected. They work hard, and I love how we look physically. And I think their intent to want to be good is off the charts. And those are things that are going to help us as we continue to move forward.
100%. And talk about this, Coach. I saw you all playing down in Charleston in the Classic down there, the MTE. So talk about how important it is to get MTEs, to get good games, because I know scheduling, without recruiting, scheduling is your hardest thing to do, schedule, besides trying to get players in there to play for you.
Yeah, look, we have an unbelievable opportunity. We're playing in the ESPN Shriners Charleston Classic. It's got some high-powered teams in there: Houston, St. John's, Dayton, LSU, Wake Forest, Utah, and North Texas. So we're certainly going to get games that will absolutely prepare us for conference play. We've always tried to schedule aggressively in the non-conference, and for two reasons. One, if you can have that magical, you know, non-conference season, then that sets you up potentially for postseason. And then if by playing good teams, it also reveals where you better tighten some things up before we get into CAA play, which is, you know, even more important. So that's the reason we try to schedule that. And to play in any of those ESPN tournaments, we would be willing to do that any year. I don't care who's in that national TV, against some really good programs. Just great for our kids.
100%. Coach, I'm asking you as a coach, because, you know, my dad's a coach, so I grew up coaching sons. So I just want to know, like, what made you want to get into coaching? I know my dad always said he wanted to help out young men, help me young men who didn't have fathers, have BBF, I'll be that figure for them. So what kind of got you into coaching, and when did you want to become a coach?
That's a great, great question. Yeah, I will tell you, obviously, you're paid to win games, but the best part of the job is the opportunities you're afforded to build relationships with the players and staff you come across. That is the best part of the job. I think for me, I was a hockey player up in Boston for a few years growing up until about sixth, seventh grade. And right around then, my parents had gotten divorced, and kind of found my peace, my solace in basketball. Just started playing it, fell in love with it. You know, kind of went to one of those small college, high academic powered schools. But when kids were doing internships in the summer with brokerage firms and law offices, I would work 10, 12 weeks of camp, playing men's leagues. And I loved it. I think I was always one of those guys where try to organize games or teams, events. And, you know, I've always said I've been fortunate. I've never had a real job. You know, my wife doesn't like when I say that, because sometimes this job takes you away from a lot of things. But it's, It's the chance to get in the gym every day and try to get guys better, get your program better is something that, you know, pumps me up every morning, quite honestly.
Same here, Coach. You know, I told my father, I said, Dad, I'm too headstrong and too fiery to be a coach. I would curse a kid out every day if they don't do it the right way. And I said, I don't need that. I can be on the radio, be happy, don't have to worry about when the loss, I can be happy. I have my hair won't be gray like yours, Pops. So that's why I chose the path I chose. I know myself, Coach.
It sounds like you made a good choice.
Yeah, don't smile fool you. It's a fiery guy behind his smile, man. With a sailor mouth.
I understand.
With a sailor mouth. I know it's not the best to have it as a coach. So I said, no, Dad. I can't do what you can, but I'll be around the game one way or another through this radio thing I'm doing. But, Coach, definitely got to have you on the show, man. Hope to see you at Lake Point when you come down here to Atlanta. I'll be out there the whole time, man. So I'll see you. One of them courts out there, man.
Keep up the great work, and I appreciate you having me on.
Inside, Coach, you be safe, man, and see you next week or so, man.
All right, take care.
See you now. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.